This will be a meditation on the suffering of losing what you have that you are attached to. So we start by ensuring we're sitting comfortably, feeling grounded. That the back is straight, shoulders back and down. And taking three deep breaths from the abdomen, releasing tensions on the out-breath. And now placing our full attention on the breath as it naturally flows at the nostrils. Observing with a relaxed, alert mind. When the mind wanders, we gently return our attention to the object of meditation. And now setting our motivation. May I and all my dear ones and all beings everywhere, including those I dislike, be free of suffering and the cause of suffering. So now let's contemplate how it is for ourselves. So in your own experience, when you have lost things that you were attached to, we can say separation from the pleasant, So first, things, material things that you have lost, or perhaps you sold them, but then you missed them. So think back. Could be small things, objects like clothing or shoes that wore out, or big things like houses or cars, leaving cities, moving to a different place, losing that lifestyle. Think back over your life and look at the suffering that you experienced in those instances you can recall. And so we might consider, was it worth it, having that attachment to those things? That thrill of having those things, living that way? That kind of happiness, that pleasure? Considering the suffering of having lost those things? And how much happiness was there really in having those things? What kind of happiness was that? And now let's turn our attention to our loss of friends, family, pets, the beings in our lives that we've lost in some way, those we were attached to. consider the suffering from that loss. And so we consider again our attachment, how that caused the suffering, our attachment to those beings that we've lost, instead of having had true love, caring about them, yes, caring for them, and the true compassion that arises from that. Instead, our self-identity is caught up with those relationships, how that caused the suffering. And now turning our attention to those things that we expected to happen, where we had expectations to have a job or keep a job, to go on a trip, some kind of an event, or some kind of an activity that then didn't happen because of our attachment to that. Our projection of having that in the future, we suffered when it didn't happen, when we lost that opportunity. And now again, shifting our attention to our loss of youth, how aging has affected us, whatever age we are. We were once younger and had more agile bodies, perhaps more beauty or handsomeness, more energy, whatever it was. Reflect on your aging, your suffering from this process, and because of that attachment to youth. And likewise with our loss of good health, when we have experienced sickness, disorders of the body, injuries of the body and of the mind, when there has been great upset, how that loss of feeling healthy has caused great suffering. And so, having reflected on how our attachment has caused ourselves so much suffering in so many ways, let's determine to let go of grasping. Grasping onto the self, grasping onto what we have that gives us pleasure, and so on. And to instead generate the true love of caring and helping, and the true compassion of acting to relieve suffering in ourselves and others when we can. through our mindfulness practice to monitor our own body, speech, and mind, to not harm, but to help, and to give the heart space so that our compassion naturally arises without grasping onto ourself. And now finishing up your meditation and turning to the prayer book to Master Shantideva's dedication, page 23. May all beings everywhere plagued by sufferings of body and mind obtain a notion of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored and finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then, may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world.